Happy Friday, y'all. Thanks for tuning in to Ask a Black Woman, a gem drop on Friday, June 1st. Listen, thanks for coming into my kitchen, my beauty salon, my bedroom, my living room, because I'm going to spill it. I got some I want to share with you. Friends, how many of us have them? So, I was reading my word this week, and the book of Job in the Holy Bible is quite lengthy. And you may recall, I'm going to give you a little refresher. Job was a very, very wealthy man, and he was had been given permission. God had given permission to Satan to test him. He could do anything he wanted to do to Job, but whatever you do, you can't kill him. And so Job went through every suffering you could think of because he was actually favored by God. And as I was reading actually from Job chapter 27, I kind of came out of the whole aspect of all of the suffering he did, which is what a lot of people talk about when they talk about Job, how he suffered a lot, but then he ended up coming out of it and being more wealthy than he was before. But I really clued in on Job chapter 27 because of the friends aspect. Now, if you know anything about that story, Job's so-called friends took the liberty of literally coming at him one by one and saying that he was a wicked man, which is why he was being punished. I'm talking about they going on long monologues and stuff to come at their friend, so-called friend, in his lowest point of life. No one was there to encourage him. And it was truly one of them situations where Job had to encourage himself. You know, we say that in the church lingo, encourage yourself in the Lord. So there's a particular verse that I want to share with you as a gem, as a nugget, as you go on out and to consider your friends. It says, and this is Job speaking, "As long as I have life within me, the breath of God in my nostrils, my lips will not speak wickedness, and my tongue will utter no deceit." Job was standing flat-footed on what he believed. He knew that his heart was pure. He knew that he had lived a life without sin intentionally. And so that his suffering had nothing to, even though he didn't understand why he was being tested the way he was, that God was allowing him to go through it. He knew in his heart that he was not suffering because of that, but because his friends had no understanding of it. They had a one-eye view about God. They came at their friend to do the judging. Why am I bringing this up? If I apply it to modern day situation, I thought about how Brother Kanye, I have a different idea about this situation in lieu of this online spat, if you will, that was going on between Rhymefest and Ye, Rhymefest and Kanye's wife, Kim Kardashian. That the whole dismantling and rebranding of Donda's house, which is named after Donda West, Kanye's mom, and how they allowed that whole thing to dismantle before the public. I thought about the fact that Rhymefest and Kanye have a history and a brotherhood, I would even venture to say, to go back, even with their differences and all this sort of thing. And I thought that at Kanye's lowest point of life, where there's a question of his mental stability, where we are wondering where he stands in terms of black people, the man that was raised woke and appeared to be woke up into recent times, all of that is being brought to question. But yet Rhymefest and a host of others seem to literally be dishonoring them, judging him, and making a public, I don't know, a public stabbing in the back of him. And so I just want to bring this to your awareness, because I am not a fan of people who do that. I don't care how bad somebody seems to be coming off. If you are the one with the right mind, then you are expected to be consistent in your love walk. So this is not me hopping on the Rhymefest Kanye bandwagon and putting my two cents. It's more out of the case of honor and more out of the case of what true friendship looks like. And I think it's definitely similar to what I was reading in the book of Job. So evaluate not just the people around you that you call close. Like if you ever went through a season of testing, of suffering with these quote unquote close people and friends, be the ones judging, or would they be the ones to pray for you, or and would they make a public spectacle of you if you were someone of influence, right? Would they be there to embarrass you and throw the stones at you, or would they retreat to their private closet and pray for you at the very least? And also to evaluate you. Have you joined in the public spectacle to continue bashing yet another black man? Or would you sincerely pray for somebody who has lost their way? That's the gem I want to drop on you. Be responsible with your love walk. What kind of words are you putting on somebody else? Because I'm trying to tell you, if you keep on living, you're going to need honor. You're going to need love and not judgment in your coming seasons. You be blessed, and thanks for listening to an Ask a Black Woman Gem. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.